Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Immigration is not just a Latino issue. It is also an African issue, a Korean issue.
The country's highest court is hearing arguments today to help decide the fate of the Dreamers.
Issue.
The 700,000 people brought to the U.S. illegally as children to stay here and work or study. The Trump administration's trying to roll back that Obama-era program. CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez.
His administration has taken a very hardline stance on immigration, and to appease his base, his administration justified the end of the program by saying that what President Obama did was unlawful. And what lawyers for Dreamers will be arguing is that, yes, the administration can end the program, but that it did so in an unlawful way because it doesn't want to take the blame for ending a popular program for people who don't know any other country other than the U.S.
President Trump tweeted this morning calling some Dreamers who are now adults very tough, hardened criminals. We expect to hear the Supreme Court's decision in the spring, but local immigration advocates are telling Dreamers to take action now. Our community affairs reporter, KYW's Cherry Gregg, has details.
Without DACA, they would not be able to work in the United States or have driver's license.
Jason Hernandez is an attorney with the Rutgers Immigrant Community Assistance Project. He's meeting with recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that protects some 800,000 immigrant youth brought to the U.S. illegally as children. His advice, renew your DACA status.
In the interest of having their applications hopefully grandfathered, should DACA be terminated.
He says the renewal application fee is $500. And will hopefully give recipients an additional 2 years of relief.
Our assumption is that even if the Supreme Court chooses to follow this administration, it will just be ending on people's expiration dates.
Sundrop Carter of the Pennsylvania Immigration and Citizenship Coalition has been raising money for application fees and continues to lobby Congress for a permanent solution. The DACA program sees accepting new applicants in September of 2017. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule next spring. Cherry Gregg, Cable News Radio.